Welcome to the Know God Podcast, our weekly discussion with Dr. Jeff Colburn, where we learn about Jesus and how we can develop a relationship with God. Jeff earned his PhD in Bible exposition and is the founder of the Safe Harbor Digital Community, an online space where all are welcome to explore God. I am your co-host, Angela, and I cannot wait to get to today's discussion. Welcome.
Hi, Angela.
How are you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Doing good. It's good to be back today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful day out there. Great day to record a podcast.
Yes. So what are we discussing today?
Well, we got a question this week. And the person was asking about the rapture. And I thought, well, in order to answer that question, I think there's a lot of other questions we need to answer, because I think as Christians, I think we have some basic assumptions of what people know about end times. And it even had me kind of think what I know of the end times. So it really, this question was a good question, because it made me take a look at or revisit the end times and what I know of the end times, and you know, what we as Christians know of the end times. And I think that message has been watered down. I think a lot of what we know or believe is based upon movies and cartoons. So, we think of heaven as people sitting on clouds playing harps. And, you know, so I think there's a lot of misconceptions, a lot of misunderstandings. And so when we go around and when we're telling people, you need to give your life to Christ, can we give those people a reason why, or why should these people do that? Like, you know, why should they surrender their lives to God? Or like, what if they don't want eternal life? Like, if you're somebody who's like into like high adrenaline sports, sitting on a cloud and playing the harp might not be that attractive. Actually, that might sound like hell to that person instead of heaven. So I thought before we jumped into talking about the rapture, we really need to talk about what the end times are, you know, and what the Bible says about the end times.
Okay, Colburn. Well, I agree. I think even a lot of Christians are still confused about the end, including myself. People talk about going to heaven when they die. More talk about us living on a new earth at the end. And we hear of the people being brought up to heaven, so it can be very confusing. And how do you tell others if you are not sure yourself?
Well, it is confusing. And, we've got to remember, we've only been given partial knowledge. We don't receive full knowledge to the end. So what do we do? Well, where we should always go is we have to look at what Jesus tells us. You know, what was Jesus saying? And the thing that Jesus shared more than anything was the good news about the kingdom of God.
Now, I know Jesus talked about it a lot, but what exactly then is the kingdom of God?
Well, first we really got to challenge our definition of kingdom, right? So more often than not, when we think of kingdom, we think of like a realm. We think of a place. We think of a people. But if we're going to think in terms of ancient Near East, kingdom meant that right to rule, right? The authority to rule. And, you know, if we remember, in Luke 19:12, he tells a story that, you know, of a man who was set off to receive a kingdom. Now he left that place he was to rule in order to receive that authority to rule, you know, and even said that people from that region sent a delegation to stop him from getting that authority. So it wasn't he was trying to get a land grant. He was trying to, you know, he was seeking that authority to rule. So that's what the kingdom of God is. It's God's, you know, is God's rule or God's reign. And that's what Jesus was proclaiming, right? He was proclaiming God's rule on earth.
So if Jesus was saying that the kingdom of God is here, are we living in the kingdom now? And from what is going on in the world, it sure doesn't seem that way.
Well, yes and no, right? So Jesus spoke of already and not yet. What he's telling us, with already and not yet, is that, that the kingdom comes in stages, right? And stage one is today's age. Now, today's age is ruled by Satan, and it's dominated by evil, right? Paul describes Satan as the god of this age, right? And the characteristics of this age is blindness, darkness, and unbelief, and that blindness is, keeping people ignorant of the gospel, and that darkness is that, that assertion of independence or that lack of dependence on God. It's that human adequacy and self-sufficiency, right? So we continue to live in rebellion. And Satan's basic desire is to keep people from Christ, right? So that's today's age. And then you have the age to come, right? This is that not yet. And this age is that perfect manifestation of God's reign, right? All God's enemies are destroyed. The earth is transformed. His followers are resurrected into their spiritual bodies. And they have eternal life.
So, Colburn, if the age is to come, or if the age to come is the not yet, right? So, well, what part of the kingdom is already here?
So before I answer that, let's talk more about the stages, right? So, Jesus told us he would return, right? We most commonly know this as the second coming, right? And when he returns, he's going to usher in that age to come. However, there's this period between this age and the age to come, right? So the book of Revelation tells us that, Jesus returns, his believers will be raised, Satan will be bound, and then Jesus will rule for 1,000 years. And, this is called the millennium. So, Satan's not destroyed at this point, right? And that perfect manifestation of God's reign is not yet complete, right? And even the book of Revelation tells us that Satan will once again be released on the earth. And then when he is re-released on earth, that humans are still responsive to sin. So it's only after that, at that second resurrection of all people, do we see Satan, sin, and death destroyed. And that's when that final judgment occurs and God's perfect reign is complete.
So the not yet starts with Jesus' second coming?
Yes. So let me summarize, because that was a lot right there. So the second coming of Jesus and the first resurrection ends today's age, and it launches that age to come. And that starts that 1,000-year millennium period. And then that 1,000-year ends with the second resurrection. And that's when God's enemies are destroyed and his perfect reign on earth is complete.
From this, we don't experience God's kingdom until Jesus returns. So what part of the kingdom is already here?
It is confusing. So there is some overlap between today's age and the age to come. And this started with the incarnation of Jesus, right? So when Jesus came to earth, he brought that power of the kingdom. And when he brought that power of the kingdom, he broke the power of Satan, right? Oh, excuse me, Satan. And that's where that first victory occurred, right? The kingdom of God invaded the realm of Satan. So Jesus demonstrates this because, his ability to exorcise demons was the evidence of the kingdom power. And we know of this overlap, we know of this overlap because Paul tells us about it, right? He says Jesus is that first fruit, and the believers are second, and then comes the end. And, we read this in the book of Revelations as well. So this overlap in the ages, this is that already, right? God is acting among people to deliver them from the bondage of Satan, right? So you deliver from the power of darkness and you're brought into the kingdom of God.
So if Jesus broke the power of Satan, why is there still evil in the world?
Well, Jesus defeated Satan, but he didn't destroy Satan. Humans still have their freedom to choose. We talked about free will, and we have the choice to accept God or not accept God. And some people do choose to reject the kingdom. And even though Satan knows he's defeated, he still continues to fight. And he's going to continue to fight, all the way up until the end of the millennium, right? And that's when finally the earth is going to be rid of Satan.
So as a believer today, do we have to wait before we experience kingdom power?
No. So believers experience the kingdom today, right? Believers have a personal relationship with God, and they also have that indwelling of the Holy Spirit, right? So you could kind of describe it as a down payment on the life we will experience, you know, one day, right? So that life of heaven dwells within the believer, and they have this foretaste of heaven here on earth. So even though believers live in this evil age of today, you know, they're living with that life of heaven.
Colburn, what about the kingdom of heaven? Jesus speaks of that as well.
Right. So kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven are interchangeable terms. So Matthew used kingdom of heaven because he was speaking to a Jewish audience, and they would have understood what he meant by kingdom of heaven. However, Mark, Luke, and John, they were speaking to a Greek audience or a Gentile audience who wouldn't understand what they meant by kingdom of heaven. So they used kingdom of God. So it's just interchangeable terms. They mean the same thing, right? And the kingdom terms are also interchangeable with eternal life, right? So if we look at, you know, when you had that rich young ruler came up to Jesus and he says, you know, what do I need to do in order to achieve eternal life? You know, Jesus' response was that, you know, it's hard for rich people to enter the kingdom of heaven. So Jesus was equating eternal life with the kingdom of heaven.
So you mentioned at the beginning of the podcast that there is confusion about what happens at the end. And we talked about the phases and what believers can experience today. What about the end? What does that look like? What happens to the people?
Well, at the end of Jesus' 1,000-year rule, right, there's the destruction of his enemies. And then Jesus turns the kingdom over to his Father, right? So that's that, you know, God's perfect reign is complete, you know. Everyone is resurrected, and they face final judgment, right? Jesus talks about the separating of the goats and the sheep. And those who didn't believe in God or don't believe in God, they'll be separated from him. But the believers, they receive their spiritual body, and they enjoy eternal life. Now, I think there's some confusion about the spiritual body. It's not a spirit. It's a real tangible body, right? And it's perfectly energized and empowered by the Holy Spirit. You know, and also the book of Revelation tells us there's a new heaven and a new earth. So we are to dwell on this new earth in our spiritual bodies with God.
Colburn, why is it important for people to accept Jesus? What if they don't care if they have eternal life?
Well, that is a good question, Angela. But as we talked about, the power of kingdom is available now. It's not just about eternal life, right? You know, so without God, we're bound by evil, right? We have no power over it, and people continue to suffer under its weight. But God can free you from that today. You don't have to wait for a second coming for you to be freed from the power of evil, right? Satan has been defeated, right? Jesus defeated him. Even though he's still here and he still has an effect on this world, he's a defeated enemy, right? So he no longer has his hold over believers, right? And, you know, so through this power of God, you can be free. And people who have experienced this, they can tell you, right, that there's this new hope. You have this strength to overcome things that were tearing you down. And even though we have this beautiful future awaiting us, right, we can taste some of that beauty today.
You shared a lot, but what about the original question? We didn't talk about the rapture.
That's true. There's still a lot to cover, and we're going to have to save some of it for the next episode. So, you know, we'll talk more about the millennium and the rapture, but today I think it was really important to talk about the kingdom and its stages. All right, so once we understand that, then I think we'll have a better understanding of both the millennium and the rapture.
Interesting. Colburn, thank you for explaining God's kingdom and his stages. It is still a little confusing, but I think I have a better idea of where we are today and what is to come. I hope this discussion helped everyone to have a better understanding of the end times and why it is important to follow Jesus. I look forward to continuing this discussion. Thank you, everyone, for being part of the Know God podcast. Please join us every Monday as we learn more about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. If you found this episode helpful, please leave us a review. We would love to hear from you. Also, please join the Safe Harbor community at digitalsafeharbor.com, a safe online space where you can ask questions, share your experiences and struggles, and engage in honest conversation. Until next week, have a great day and God bless.